I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Do crocodiles like crocodile rock, or do they prefer classical? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. When you get a concussion, doctors use an MRI to take pictures of your brain. Remember that big hollow tube that patients lie down inside of on Grey's Anatomy? Imagine a crocodile chilling inside one. An international research team led by Ruhr University Bochum did just this. For the first time ever, they scanned a cold-blooded animal's brain. Five crocodiles, to be exact. During the scan, the group exposed the crocs to light shows and soundtracks. Think flashing red and green lights, then random noises. They also played classical music composed by Bach. The researchers then watched how the crocs' brains reacted. Certain areas of the reptilian brain lit up when lulled by the sophisticated symphony. These brain patterns are similar to those detected when mammals and birds listen to music. The team believes that these senses were passed down from the same evolutionary family tree. So, did we find out if crocodiles like classical music? Who knows? Maybe they're even bigger fans of the Bach Street Boys.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba by Sandra Tsinglo. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.